Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. How is everybody doing out in the world today? Woo-hoo! Yes, I tell you what, we are doing so fabulous here. I think we're doing more than fabulous. We are fabutastic. Okay, that's a combo. That's fabulous and fantastic.
Yes, love it.
So, America, I hope you all get with it today because we are so fabutastic. So we can hardly sit next to each other. Yes, like Mr. Rogers said, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Okay? We just thank the Lord for that. Of course, it's going to be, what, steamy today?
Yes, very steamy.
So everybody drink cold water, drink plenty of water, and just eat lots of fruit.
Yeah. Hydrate yourself.
Do some summer stuff like that. And even go take a dip in the pool like Fresh Prince night. Okay?
So it's if you can't swim, the baby pool.
Yes. So that is so amazing, but I thank the Lord. We are live here this morning at the Mansions on Park Row at 2700 West Park Row Drive. That is Pantito, Texas, 76013. But really, we're in Arlington. Okay?
Don't be scared.
It sounds like a foreign land. Everybody's like, where did Pantito?
It's eight blocks long, eight blocks wide
in the middle of Arlington. So we are definitely in the Metroplex, and we just are so elated this morning to come to you and just let you all know that we have this amazing topic today. So for all that don't know, my name is Marlo, and I am your host this morning, along with my amazing co-host, Anthony Michelle and Physical Child. Okay. Yes. Vivica be all over the place. She either VI Alabama, VI Cali. But nonetheless, we are always connected. Amen.
Amen.
So we're just excited about that, and we're so excited about our new topic today that love covers.
Yes.
And one of the reasons that the Lord blew a wind on us in this season for this topic is because of what the nation is crying for, you know, and knowing the simplicity in it, and that's what we want to do today. Is bring the simplicity of the word and what the love, where love is going to do for all of us and how it's going to resonate. And we just want you to open your minds and open your hearts to what the Lord is saying to the not only us as individuals, but to the world today and how we have to flow. But y'all know how we do it. We're going to go to commercial and we will come back and get
Don't
into
get
the
coffee,
meat. Yes, coffee,
tea,
get your little bun bun, oatmeal, whatever. Okay, see y'all in a sec.
Thank you.
show here at the Mansion on Park Row. So we are definitely going to get into our word today, but we kind of want to talk a little bit after we read this first scripture about the anthem of love and talk about some of the things that are going on today with all the, what I believe we can well round it and say, hate. Because, you know, people have different stigmas and they want to say, well, you know, people are just being racist and people are that. But I think, I believe that it is way deeper than that,
yeah,
you know. And I believe that hurting people hurt people.
Right.
And in this time, it's actually manifesting so deep till people are just, it's just, I don't even have the words for it. Yeah, you know, and even though, you know, we don't like when somebody, of course, takes one's life, because it's come to that now. Yesterday I was in a store and a security guard was in there. And I just so happen to have my love shirt on. Revelation. Okay. I just happen to have my love shirt on, you know. And he was like, oh, the world needs so much more of that. So, you know, I didn't realize that that was such a conversation, open, statement garment. Okay.
Yes.
And I realized that yesterday it was, so get ready for our open statement shirts. Okay. You did. Yes, you did. The little zebra light one. Yes. So he said, yes. And I looked at him and I thought, you know what? I'm definitely going to pray for you today because, you know, first of all, he may not be a policeman, but he's an officer, you know, and he has the badge on and, you know, the uniform. And I thought, you know, this man here is at this just a store, you know, and he could walk out of here, which any of us could, but it's like that's so the target. You know, and that happened. I said, so I just would like to pray for you today that, you know, that you will be covered. And he said, you know, that is so amazing. No, you know, for you to even have a desire to do that. But it's just that when people walk out, it used to be just color. Now it's uniform.
Right.
And then, you know what I'm saying? It's just so absurd. So what is your take on that, ladies, before we go and get into the word about, you know, really how are y'all feeling about, I mean, I know none of it is good, you know, but what is the depth of what you're feeling, Auntie, on the, just the whole thing in the nation? It's just not Dallas, that's not Louisiana,
you can feel the whole energy shift of, I don't think that after all this has taken place that we will be the same, because... Now, it is an insight of what is really been going on. And I think that God just had enough. So I think an unearthing of all of the shenanigans that have been going on is now in the forefront. And I think that a lot, we have been a passive people, I think.
Right.
Had not addressed it because we just let it go on and on and on. So now it's festered. It's real ugly now. It's really ugly, and you just feel it. And like I said, I don't think that it's going to be the same after.
We pray that that people will gird up the more.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So what is your take on this?
Piggyback both of you, but I also think that we need to look at mental illness because it is a quiet storm.
Yes.
And until we put that to the forefront, I think a lot more is going to happen because you can't just discard someone like garbage just because they have a mental illness,
right.
You know. That needs to be explored.
Or label them.
Because they're, you know, it's like a chemical imbalance in people's bodies. And they, you know, don't always have a choice in their reactions because it's a chemical imbalance in their body, you know. So I think, you know, that we need to look into that more, too.
That's so true. And I think, too, like me personally, that is in my family, you know.
Yeah.
So that's. It's such a hard place because, you know, you can't love them and then not love them when they're going through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You have to also, that's why the word in this is going to be so effective. And that's a great portion, you know, that we could start our topic out with too. Love, like the word said, it covers everything.
Right.
So, you know, when you have a family member or a husband or a spouse or a friend or a child even going through that type of setting. That's why it's so important that we have to, first of all, gird up with love.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to continue to pray. We pray for them, but we have to pray for us too,
right,
so that we can know what to do and what not to do.
Right.
You know how to be quiet. Or know when to.
Your tank filled up because it takes a lot of love to love somebody
to do that. Yeah, it does. So that's a great pinpoint, thing for us to really stop a minute.
Mm-hmm.
First the Lord says, be still and know,
mm-hmm.
But we really have to just take a moment of silence, really, and stop. And even in the midst of our day, and if the Lord puts someone on our hearts, our spirits, our mind, even if it's people we don't know, we have to be intercessors, and we have to pray for those people, because that's what it's going to take. But we have to do that corporate, collective, national, international,
And I also think veteran need to be accessible and not so hard to tap into. That is another spinoff with the mental illness, because those men and women have endured and seen some horrific things.
Right.
And a lot of times it strips their love portion from them.
I have to go into that battle.
Have to go into a different mindset,
Wow.
And so I think that needs to be addressed too, and they make it so hard for veterans to get help. And that's why you see so many of them walking the streets, because they have no outlet. And it should be very easy outlet for them, because they gave their life.
Wow.
They put their life
true.
On the line.
That is so true, because once they shift that mindset, because we talk about mindset shifts all the time, they may not know how to come out of that place. And then they get, not to say they get aggressive, but they get defensive.
Yes.
And offensive. And in this situation in Dallas, the guy felt that he just wanted to end the madness. And he took it upon himself to do that and then lost his life too.
Right.
So it was
suicide.
Yeah. Just a double tragedy.
Yeah.
So.
A cry for help.
Yeah. So, so we're just here to talk about love and what it covers, and we're going to open our scripture this morning, and I don't know if I have no glasses, so.
What?
Yeah, there, let me see.
Oh, no.
We'll try this one out, but I'm going to get a lot of messes. So we're going to read out of Proverbs today.
Hold it way.
I'm supposed to be the Lord's friend.
Away.
That's perfect. Okay, Proverbs 10 and 12 today, and it's so amazing because it is the theme on our cover for our show. I had no not that Anthony had done that. Okay, that's so amazing. So we thank you, Lord, for the balance. Okay, so it's Proverbs 10 and 12 where it says, hatred stirreth up strife, but love covereth all sins. Okay, so. That is so profound, because that's really the spirit that is resonating and hovering over the land today. And, we've heard about nations against nations, because the Bible, it is definitely fulfilling itself, where it's talked about that, and the warnings are there, rumors of wars and all. But somehow when it comes into the backyard and or at the front door, people think, oh, my gosh, what's going on? Well, what's going on is what? Is going to go on.
Yeah, for years.
Yeah, so, the Lord is telling us, and that's why I encourage, our listeners and everyone that you would definitely get into the meat of your word and see what God is saying to you and what you can do in this present time to be a present help for the people. And I think we have to get involved in our communities too and begin to find out what it is we can do as individuals and then collectively come together.
Right.
Because I'm telling you, how back in the day they used to say it takes a whole village to raise children.
And that's so true.
Yeah, and we got away from that too.
Yeah.
We got away from a lot of that because you can't talk to my child.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what the problem is.
You can't, because the people, ma'am, before we got home, them neighbors was like, what are you ain't in school?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last one was when daddy came.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was no phone to tell us, so they had to tell about the mouth face to face.
Yeah, they can't
your
be your house.
Your daddy, what you just said.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and kill me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and most of the time, you need to go home. You have to stay at the neighbor house.
Yeah.
So the mama came home.
Because I got something to tell you.
Yeah. You about to pee in your pants. Okay.
Okay. But they had your best interest at heart.
Yes.
So when your parents' eyes weren't available,
they were
here.
Yeah. So it's so funny. That just triggered a memory for me. I remember our neighbor next door. She was a homemaker. You know, my parents worked. And my brothers was something else. They was something else. Okay? But my neighbor, Michael, he was the ringleader. He really was. So if you hear me, Michael, you know I'm telling the truth. Okay? So I'm telling you, they would go around the side of the house to smoke cigarettes and just whatever, right? Okay. So me, I'm like, you know, hanging out with the guys. I always have and probably always will until Jesus comes out. Okay, so I'll be around there talking to him. So she show up around the side of the house.
Uh-oh.
What are y'all doing around here? So he would say, Ma, this is not even your house. Why are you over here? Then she would target me. Denise, why are you around here?
But I'm not doing nothing. I'm just around here.
Okay, but I'm telling you, by the time my mother got home, and I'm telling you, that's how I learned to read car headlights.
Okay. I did. They would be like, how do you not?
Still to this day, I can tell the car coming by the headlights.
And they're like, how do you know that?
Training. Okay.
Yes, I was like, oh, my God, Mom is down. I mean, she was way down the block, and I'll be in the house sitting down, chilling on the couch, and her brothers will get caught.
And I'll be like, they don't believe me, so okay.
That's just amazing.
No, but that's a beautiful thing. You know how you – that's, you know, kids today don't have that type of fear.
They don't.
And they grow up into this place to where they don't have fear.
Right.
They don't care, you know. And then last week I was listening to a teaching on 90.9. I believe it was Nancy Lee DeMoss. And she has these amazing teachings, guys, so y'all should go on and listen to her sometimes. And they were talking about conditioning children and how to actually not punish them but deal with them in their times of disobedience and whatever. And most of the time you don't really think about it. You know, that's one of the words that says we perish for the lack of knowledge. Most people today punish their kids by either isolating them,
mm-hmm.
okay, from
mm-hmm.
another child or whatever. So you put them in a room or you put them in a corner and say you can't come out, of course, until you can act right or whatever. But the revelation on that was we are conditioning them to do time.
Yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
And so when they get incarcerated or whatever, they're conditioned.
They're good.
They know how to get in the cell and shut the door, and they know how to – That is, you know.
I'm going to need you to go raise some leaves in my yard, every neighbor on the block yard.
But that's what they do today.
Yes.
They don't have that mindset. You know, not all parents. Not all parents.
Right.
But a majority of them, you know, to not even have to deal with them. Just go over there, shut the door, and turn the light out. No TV, no this, no that.
Right.
I'm like, you know? And that, yes, and that conditions them. And then their outlet is rage and anger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they grow up to be angry people.
Mm-hmm.
And then hurting people are angry people.
Yeah.
And then angry people are hurting people, and then they want to hurt other people.
Right.
And that is just, and we don't realize that we are training them up and conditioning them to be like what is going on today.
They don't learn to listen that way anyway.
No. No, they don't. And so you working with children closely, Vivica, you know, I mean, I know you have a lot to say on that subject.
Yes, it's true because they don't learn the lesson. Everything is a lesson in life.
Yes.
And if they don't go through the motions of their wrongdoing,
yeah,
you know, it's just like the child that takes the candy bar from the grocery store.
Right.
Instead of the parent making them go back in and confess what they did,
right,
which is embarrassment.
Right.
Oh, I better not do that again.
Right.
You know. Well, you just put that away. Don't you ever do that again.
Right.
There's no lesson learned there.
You press it in the back or just whatever.
Yeah. There's no lesson learned there.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of that.
That is so true. So we just want to encourage our callers to feel free to call in and join in on this ever so amazing topic and conversation of what our nation really needs.
Yes.
And then collectively what we need to do as a nation.
Yes.
You know, because we can talk about what the nation needs, but what are we doing as part of the nation, you know, to be active and then being able to reach out and touch someone, you know. So our call-in number, it is 646-668-2247. So feel free to call in, and we're going to go to a commercial this morning. And we're going to come back, and we hope we get to talk with y'all soon. So let's hear what Asaba has to say.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
feel free, guys, to write down your scriptures so you can go back and resonate on these scriptures, and, you know, that way you could be a present help today in the world and just function in a spirit of love, because it is a fruit of the Spirit. Okay? So we're going to go to 1 Peter. 1 Peter 4 and 8 this morning. And this is amazing. I'm really, I forgot to do a commercial, America, to get my glasses. Because we'd be having some amazing topics to a commercial. So I get caught up. So anyway, y'all pray for me today. So that is 1 Peter 4, chapter 4, verse 8. And it says, "And above all things, have fervent love," which charity is in my Bible, but we know charity is love. Mm-hmm. So it says, "Have fervent love among yourselves, for love shall cover the multitude of sin." It's almost like in every portion of any scripture that you read about love, it talks about, well, and of course, I'm sure we've got to go to an even greater scripture where it says that out of all the fruits, it is the greatest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it covers the multitude. So that means it covers the drama. It covers, because there's so much drama.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It just is, you know, and it's created. It's not like it just happens.
Yes.
But it's created drama. That's just way too much. And I always say, that gives me a headache.
Mm-hmm.
It really, really does, you know. So we just want to make sure that we have the right heart, and that, because God looks on the heart, and that's what he says. Because we can be fly all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be fabulous. Because we have a fantastic mirror.
Yeah. I wish y'all could see it.
Yeah. But, you know, if we don't have the right heart, then, I mean, really, we're at filthy rags.
Mm-hmm.
And we can just go get in the trash. Because,
you
know, really, you know, when God looks at us like that, and that's why we have to function in that spirit.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know that. So have you guys had any experiences since the tragedy here in our metroplex in the Dallas area with the police and the killings? Because I think this weekend, they had some of the burials for the policemen, and a lot of things were shut down, and we just pray for those families, you know, to continue to be lifted up.
Well, I was just wondering how our Popeye,
Michael Taylor,
is feeling about everything, you know, having seen him to ask him how he feels at being a police officer.
Yeah.
You know, having to go out every day since then. They did show, which I thought was interesting, this couple on the news the other day, that their wedding was either that same day or the
next day.
And it was a police officer and a doctor. And they had a table that they designated for those five that lost their lives, and about 30 police officers that were friends of theirs, of course, didn't come to the wedding. You know, they had declined coming to the wedding. And of course, the couple understood. But I just thought that was so great in their moment of happiness, trying to keep happiness after such a tragedy. They didn't know any of those officers, but, you know, they all call themselves sisters and brothers in blue. So it was like one of their family members had passed, and it's such a, you know, beautiful time of their life. So I thought that was great that they did that.
But it's amazing that you mentioned Mr. Finner. So we're going to try to get him in here.
Yeah,
in our
so
next little segment
here. Yeah.
You know, this just came upon us so quickly. You know, we talked about that last week. Sometimes it'd be the midnight hour. But just happened, it was about maybe 4 o'clock yesterday, right, man? Really blew the wind about how we really need to really get involved in the airwaves and let people know that we really do care.
Yeah.
You know, and
he's the officer in our life.
Yes, he is. And he's an incredible guy. So, Kimberly, we are talking about your husband this morning.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you shared him with us all
time. And how much we so appreciate him because he does. He serves, you know, in our community here. And I just thank God for officers like him because, you know, that type of setting has had a bad stigma.
Mm-hmm.
And especially in our black community.
But I'm so glad to see that so many people are just randomly walking up to strangers are walking up to police officers and hugging them and thanking them for their service.
Yeah.
And they also had another funny one yesterday. I guess it's not funny, but officer was on his way to work, and this couple zoomed past him, and the husband was like, "She's having a baby. She's having a baby." So he actually got to deliver a baby
having a baby, and they had to turn in a 7-Eleven parking lot to do it.
What?
And she didn't even make it to the hospital. So it's like things like that that were so
happening about those.
So that is so amazing, though, because we do support our policemen and our firemen and, you know, security guards. You know, just all these people who are here to protect and serve, you know. So we have to keep them covered, you know. And I just pray or petition that we collectively as a community and as a nation can really understand that this is required of us. You know, it's our reasonable service that we do those things and that we pillar them. And I also, there's a flip side to that, pray that people that are people of authority, that they would really become more humble in their, you know, in their positions and understand what the oath that you really took, you know. Yeah, you know, you. I mean, it's so much how people have these hidden agendas, you know. And then, and we are speaking specifically about people that are in authority, you know, that they would really understand that the Lord do trust them to protect us.
Yes.
You know, and they're in those positions to do that, and that they would really you know, kind of submit to what they actually took an oath to do. It's like a doctor took an oath to save a life, you know.
Right.
You can't allow hate or race. And, you know, if that's where you are, then maybe you need to retire or something. I don't know what to tell you, but that's just not good, you know. And then it's not good on the other side, like we were talking about, for us to see these people and already have an attitude with them.
Right.
You know, if you're, I'm just telling you, especially the man here in Pantico, I tell people all the time, be street legal.
Yes.
Don't blame the people for pulling you over.
Right.
If your tags is out, if you got some warrants, it don't matter where you at, you're getting pulled over.
Yeah, they're doing their job.
Yes, that's what they do. So when you're that way, when you are street legal and you got all your stuff right and you right, the police can be behind you to the rapture. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's really okay, you know, and then maybe at that moment, you have to kind of execute that time and be able to witness to them, you know, really, you know, and be an encounter of a present help. I also had another experience yesterday when I went to the tire shop. It was so amazing. But that's why we got to stay ready. Okay. So I go to the tire shop because I got new tires on the front, and I still heard this sound, you know, in my car. And it just seemed like it was getting louder. And I was like, you know, I got to get some back tires. So I go, and the guy says, no, your tires look fine, ma'am. It's probably, you know, something a little bit more major. But in that, before we even got to the tire conversation that I went to the tire shop for, this young man walks up, and he just starts talking to me about, it just blew me away, how he knows that God is upset with him. Now, how did he know to talk to me about that? Okay. So I was like, why would God be upset with you? And he said that because his brother passed away a year ago and his sister had just passed away an hour before I got there. Yes. So he was upset with God because he said that God has taken his people. I said, well, I don't believe you really understand that your siblings are his people and so are you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was their time. And we all have a time, you know, an expiration date. And then he said, ma'am, you know you're right, and I really believe that I'm still here because God has something he wants me to do. Okay, I said, so why are you mad at God? You know, it was my opportunity to really just, you know, be a sounding board and listen to him, but also shut down that place of him coming against my father. Yeah, you know, and I said, you know, that is, God is love. God, you know, when he comes and get us, that's one appointment we can't reschedule. We can't change it. And I said, that's how much he loved your sister because she was suffering. She had cancer. And she's with Jesus now. And he's like, you know, ma'am. And then he began to talk about he was never going to die. And I said, a point of that is true because we never die. We're going to live forever. But you got to know where you're going to go live. He said, well, I mean, this body, he started showing me his muscles. These right here, they're going to live forever. I said, sir, you will return to the earth.
And those muscles.
You will return to the earth. So he knew that in that fight, he wasn't going to win. He already knew. He said, you know, ma'am, you're absolutely right. I said, yes, because I have to tell you the truth. And that is not only what sets us free, but that's what keeps us free. And I want you to be encouraged today. Okay? Now, I didn't go back there because the Lord had another plan for me, but he said, come. Okay? But it was such an opportunity to shut that down. Because, you know, he's grieving and he's going through. But at the same time, he has to shift his mindset and understand that if you function in truth, you will be victorious. And then when God comes for us, you know, we got to know where we're going. So I just thank God for that. You know, so every second of the day, we have an opportunity to really be kingdom people.
Yes.
And not allow people to shift our atmospheres, but we go shift their atmospheres. You know what I'm saying? So that was amazing that that happened. So have you ladies ever had an encounter like that?
Not quite to that magnitude, but I always say smiles are free. Have you given one today?
Ooh.
Because a smile will make someone happy.
Yeah, it does.
And it doesn't cost a thing.
Yeah.
It does not cost a thing.
Yeah, that's so true. That's why I love that song Kirk Franklin sings.
Yeah, girl.
I love that
so
song.
True.
Yeah. That is so true.
Yeah,
it really is. And it says that in the word, too, that it is medicine, you know, to the bone. I mean, that's deep.
Yes.
It's coming to the bone.
Yes.
Okay? So God's telling us that we just need to, like, really, really do what he's calling us to do. So that's what I'm going to do, Viv, even more.
Yeah.
I already smile a lot.
You do.
But I'm going to be way too much.
Yeah,
girl.
You're just like,
okay. Your animated self, okay. It's really sad, but I know me, and I was telling my daughter the other day. I said, "Honey, you're going to have to get in the mirror and encourage yourself. You know, speak to yourself and tell you who you are and who you want to be.
Yes.
And then if you do that every day, it will be so contagious that you will be contagious and set someone else on fire or free.
Just because.
So stop depending on people to make you happy.
To pour into you.
Yeah, you know, you pour into
it extra with someone.
Yeah, I know.
It's gravy.
I know, but you know, I'm a major motivator and encourager.
Yes, you are.
But she only says that I'm that because I'm her mother. She put me in a box.
She did not.
I didn't let her though. You know, I did. Yeah, that's what mothers did. Yeah, so I just pray that she really received that.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll hope to see. But anyway, I'm going to stop all of this rambling and let you ladies kind of talk a little bit about how y'all feel about the spirit of love today.
Yes, Anthony.
You were talking to Anthony before
yes,
the show about let's talk about that a little bit.
Getting into the Word and just reading that because, you know, we go through and I'll say, you know, I'm feeling some kind of way and dealing with some things. So my thing is, you know, always going internal, checking myself.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, you know, if you find yourself in a situation, circumstance, that you don't like or you don't want to be in or, you know, whatever that is, or if someone comes at you some kind of way, whatever that is. But I check myself first. And so I go into that. So when we were talking about the love covers it all, it is understanding that to that depth, like just like what Christ did for you, all he's done for you, to walk that out. And just like you said, for me and for them, that might be the Christ that they need to see.
Right. That's right.
And not so much so on your emotions or dealing with things, just solely that. But, you know, just having that understanding. And walking out this love thing.
You gotta walk it out.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's really, really hard. But I know who my Father is, and I know what Christ done for me. So, yeah.
And it's nothing like passing the test.
Girl! Oh, that's
that's that WWJD.
Yeah.
No,
that's that. What would Jesus do? So yeah. You have to take a moment like Jesus did
mm-hmm.
when he drew in the sand and he waited on God to give him an answer.
Mm-hmm.
We have to do more of that
mm-hmm.
than allowing that reflex.
Yeah.
And just
yeah.
and that's when you can take a moment of silence and let that love just fall on
mm-hmm.
you. And then when it falls on you, ma'am, the word says it covers
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I have, you know, like I said, walking it out. And I know that I'm going to pass the test. I know it because I've made it my mind to.
Okay, that's it.
And then my day is my, it's like, listen, because we deal with that eternal stuff. So I'm like constantly check. Just like you affirm or give yourself positive things and so on. So, well, when the enemy comes in or when the old patterns of whatever comes up that you have been and determined to change to be more Christ-like, sometimes it is a battle to fight, but I am going to win it.
That's it.
Period.
So, well, you already won it.
Yeah.
Ma'am. You already won it. Okay. And that is so true, though. But so we really have to really go deeper. And that's pretty much what you're saying, even with yourself. And then collectively. And then, you know, when people come into your atmospheres, and they be all wrong and all, like they say, twisted up in the game, you just have to be like, hey, I'm just not going to be able to do that,
right.
You know, and you have to draw the line. Yeah, say, hey, you know, we're not entertaining that. We're not even going to have that in our atmosphere. None of that.
Right.
So go out the door and come back in another way.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
preferably by the time they do leave and come back, it will be that.
Yeah.
Or they know they cannot come and forget it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you have to learn what doorway you're going down, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do at one location,
right.
You can't do it another location, and that's okay.
That's
you
true.
Just need to learn what you can and can't do
mm-hmm.
in this location.
That is so true. So, Vivica, would you like to take a moment to say hello to your mother?
Hello,
I pray that she is
listening. I hope you're listening. The Imagineer.
Yes, we love you, Miss Giles. So amazing.
Yes. We ask about them every day.
Wow. I believe that. I believe that.
Every day.
That is so sweet. And Angie, we're going to say hey to Miss May.
Oh,
okay. Miss
May
with your beautiful self.
Yes.
I know you're hooking that hair up today, girl. And walking it out, Miss May.
Yes, but that's where it was.
Yeah. I tell her that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I tell her it all the time.
She
yes. She's a new 40.
Yes, she is.
Ma'am.
Yeah. And it's actually
40
plus 30.
Yeah, but 240. Okay. That is so amazing. And I just love those ladies and how they love us. You know, and then we're going to shout out to Miss Betty this morning.
Yes, we are. Oh,
good morning,
ma'am.
I love you, ma'am. And I know it's been a few days since I talked to you, but I'm going to get on top of mine today.
Yes, ma'am.
And call my mom.
Call your mom.
Yes, and we're going to do kingdom business and then some more business.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, but we just thank God for our mothers,
you know,
who has incorporated that seed of love in us and just blown the winds on us continually every day.
And what's amazing about being a mother is they love you before they see you.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Before they see you.
That is so true, Ben.
They don't know what you're going to look like.
Yeah.
What you're going to act like.
Yeah.
Love you before they even see you.
Yeah, that is so amazing. So we have such an amazing topic, and you guys know we have so much more meat for this month to flow out of. So we're going to continue and love covers. But what we're going to do at the moment is we're going to talk about our mansion calendar.
Hey.
Well,
now.
Yeah, because we got a super fantastic Bubble Plastic Conference coming up.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, this is going to be so amazing.
You like diamonds?
Yes.
You have to come to the
bling. So, work it, Bill, work it.
Yes, we're going to have the Bling Women's Conference.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be getting into the meat of Proverbs 31.
Yeah.
And we are so excited. We're going to have some amazing speakers there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to be the host for that.
Mm-hmm.
And going to be the main lady in charge.
Come on, I'm just going to just blow the wind. I'm going to blow the trumpet, and I'm just trying to figure out if I'm the north, south, east, or west wind. I don't know. But I'm going to just like, maybe you don't want me to know right now. It's going to be fun.
So I just thank the Lord for that. But it is called the Bling of the Earth Conference, a Virtuous Woman's Mindset. So I'm telling you, like, get ready.
Yes.
This is so, this revelation is so amazing. You will never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you tap into this place of impartation. Okay, so we have, like Viv said, some amazing speakers. It's going to be here, some great music.
Yeah.
Awesome food.
Yes.
So our registration is $25 for attendees, and that's your meal included. And for vendors, I'm telling you, we are running out of vendor spots. So
you
ladies need to come on and get your vendor spot going.
Yes,
and it's $50 for that, and it also includes your meal.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be, we'll definitely make time for our vendors in this conference to be exposed and for people to, you know, be able to spend time with you. And, you know, the Lord has just given us such a great balance to be able to bring to the kingdom and to women in business, and just to kind of, like, you know, be a present help, you know.
Inspiration.
Yeah, and motivate and empower and inspire. So we're definitely on the sector for that. So also, that's for, that. I guess we did tell you on the day, huh?
Oh, yeah.
That's for,
the 28th.
Yes, on the 28th. So feel free to go on to our Facebook page. What is it, the Mansion on Park Row page?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the Mansions Boutique, Word of Mouth Connections, all of that, the Mansion Spa.
My personal page.
Yeah, as well. And, you know, actually you can, you know, go on to the event and let us know if you're coming. Let us know if you want to be a vendor. Inboxes, however.
Call us.
Yes. Our actual our Eventbrite page is going up hopefully tonight, so that you guys can go on and purchase your go ahead and register and get your tickets, and that way we'll know the head count, you know, for enormous things to cater and all that. But listen, go on to either my personal site, Marlo Mosey, or Anthony Michelle, or Vivica Giles, and the man, all those things that we have, and get your Bling of the Earth shirt.
Yeah,
go check them out. They are so beautiful. Yeah. So I'm excited about that, to how we're going to represent the kingdom as Proverbs 31 women and ma'am. Yeah, totally. So I just wanted to put that out there, because that's one of the main events that we have coming up in August. And then, of course, there are many more throughout the rest of the year. But for August, we have our new wine.
Yes.
First Friday,
I think it's August the 5th.
Yes, every month. Second Friday, feel free to go onto our meetup, Anthony Michelle's page. We are Vivica, or myself. We are, Anthony is actually hosting, what is this? Fashion and cocktails?
Cocktails and fashion.
Okay.
6 to 9 here at the boutique, the Mansions Boutique in South. We are going to do a chunk show. We have giveaways, prizes, and things like that, honey. And of course, sipping and shopping and just networking and fellowshipping. But this will give you an opportunity to get a little sneak peek on one of the collections that are coming out. I just really want you guys to take a look at, you know, the Marlowe inspired pieces. So we have a couple of things to show you, and of course, the giveaway is an actual five piece wardrobe that you can, you know, mix and mingle.
Can I act like I don't know
you? Girl,
why not?
America, this is not a loaf. I'm going to win. Okay? I'm just decreeing and declaring. Okay?
For it is just $5, and
possibly win a whole wardrobe.
Yeah, said, so y'all not to buy no tickets, but y'all better come on. Everybody has an opportunity.
Yeah.
Because even if I don't win, I win anyway because I'm going to have amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that is beautiful, Anthony.
Yeah, go to her site and look at her clothing or go to our Mantis Boutique and Style photo gallery. And you can see some of her fans.
And some of her videos.
Yes. Yes. YouTuber.
Yes.
Tell your name so they'll know how to say it.
Oh, Anthony, A-N-T-O-N-I.
Yes.
Michelle, M-I-C-H-E, L-O-E. And so every social media, you, like you said, YouTube, all that. Yes. Yeah.
We want to make sure to get your name because we don't want to call you Antony.
Yes.
And then they might put an A-N-T.
Oh,
Anthony,
I get all.
Okay.
And that's
that
real fancy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. So that is so amazing, Anthony. I'm so excited about it. I don't know what else besides the conference is going to be at the end of August. I think that's all we have right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
New wine. Skip to October, and we have the Rent Sizzling Carpet.
Oh. That's going to be amazing. So details to come on that.
Yes.
And all that good meat of that. Good, you know, we got a transition in this last quarter with that. That's our last quarter event. And that is going to be so amazing. So everybody get your red out. I even got my red on today. Don't play.
Yes.
I'm like, what?
I ain't working
until October. I'm like, Anthony, chop it off.
I'm red one.
Yes, because I love to be supreme, okay? But I'm just so grateful for this time of the Lord, you know, really trusting us to showcase kingdom things. Yeah. So we're just so grateful. I'm so super excited about our closing speaker. I'm excited about all the speakers because they're amazing women, every reverend. But the closer... y'all have to come and check out the closer and have that great impartation. I'm telling you, Pastor, Overseer, Pastor, First Lady, she all of that.
Yeah.
Betty Burns.
Wearing some comfortable shoes.
You may want to run. You may want to. We don't know. We don't know. Only God knows.
Get ready to get ready.
And the only reason I say get some comfortable shoes because you can have no shoes, but we got some stickers out here. Some little sticker bugs. And we don't know where they are. Yeah, we don't know, but you might want to run out on the field because we got 10 acres out here.
Yes.
No, but you definitely got to have some shoes on the way out there. So them sick of us ain't no joke. Yeah, so I just tell you, God is so good. So do you ladies have any closing comments for our show today until next week?
Well, I just want to say I think love conquers hate.
Yeah.
It's just that simple.
Yeah.
Love as much as you can.
Yeah. Let it ooze off of you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So if it's hard for someone to be angry and upset if you're living on
them. Right.
They just can't do it.
Right.
It's like giving somebody some ice cream and they'd be sad about that.
That is so true. Did y'all know that Sunday was National Ice Cream Day?
No, I didn't.
I missed the ice cream.
I missed it too.
Yeah, I
know how I love the
I know, and I'm glad so too. I would have took a chance. Okay. I would have just went on to a place by myself.
Okay.
Yeah. It was National Ice Cream Day. But this is the time.
I guess we're just going to have to make our own ice cream day.
How about that? Yeah. It'll be the day that I want. Okay. Hello. Y'all know Ron down the street.
All right. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, but I just thank God for that. So I just want to thank all of our listeners today for listening in to our Mornings at the Mansion show and our topic of love covers. And we will continue with part two of that, and we're going to pray that we can have some really amazing people here to kind of share with us, especially that are going through, you know, close up, hand in hand with what's going on in the world today to be able to actually blow a wind of understanding.
Yes.
Even the more. But we're going to sell out with our Cree Perkins this morning. And yes, and we will see you guys on next week. Love you guys.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout you.